Well, it's me again. Today, well, tonight, more like, I want to give two audiobooks. The one of them is about the smoothie maker we've purchased. Please don't ask me the brand or the name. I can give that to you via Twitter when my fiancé knows it. The second one will be about two apps I discovered, but that will happen. I'll do that in the next book. Let's focus on the smoothie maker first. Obviously, I've mentioned already earlier that I was going to make a smoothie, and those of you who have seen me on Twitter, probably, and Facebook as it were as well actually, probably already saw that I've done one. And I've done another one just now, and it makes me feel happy because obviously the first one I did with my support worker, the second one I've done on my own just now, which I'm really pleased about. This smoothie maker came with two beakers that can be sealed so you can take the smoothie with you. And you don't fill a big bowl or whatever, you fill this cup and only this cup. And there's a mark on the cup that indicates the amount of frozen ingredients you can put in. And then there's an amount that tells you how much can get in maximum. So you put in your ingredients. You put in, I think you put your frozen ingredients first if you have frozen ingredients. I haven't. I just had cooled fruit and cooled fruit juice. So when you only have cool stuff, chilled stuff, you put your liquid ingredients in first. So in my case, it was the apple juice or whatever juice you decide to use. So you put that in, and I can see my time coming to an end, so I'll say to be continued, I think. And I'll talk to you probably next book, because I think this one is getting close to an end. Okay, not quite. Sorry. So you put the juice in first, and then you have recipes on the back of, you know, of the instructions, but you just experiment. We put 11 mango chunks and 7 pineapple chunks, so quite a few chunks, but mainly mango. And then we did that, but then realized later that it